Chapter 2 A Hard Frost. Jack crossed the meadow in the bright morning sunshine with Riley, for once, at his heels. The Springer was tired out after a long walk. Looking forward to breakfast, like I am, thought Jack, planting his boots carefully on the ice-hardened path. He'd woken at dawn, and the minute he'd seen the blue sky and the hard frost after all the sleet and freezing rain of the previous week, he knew it was time for him and Riley to get out for some air. They'd been going stir-crazy on the Grey Goose, emerging only every couple of days to drive into Cheringham and pick up groceries. A New York winter could be tough, the piles of snow, the icy winds cutting through the canyons of streets and avenues. But lately, this nasty Cheringham weather could give even the Big Apple a run for its money. It had been so bad that he'd begun to wonder whether spending these English winters on the boat were worthwhile. Maybe a few...